Than one person in the yeshiva has already asked me about the issue of cross-dressing on Purim, dressing up like a woman. So just to speak briefly about this topic, there is a pasuk in Chumash which says, "Lo yilbash gever simlas isha," that a man is not allowed to wear the clothing of a woman, and the prohibition goes in each direction, both directions. So it would seem that we're dealing with a potential issur d'oraisa. What reason would there be to think about possible leniency? And in fact, we do see many people who dress up like the opposite gender, whether on Purim or for a play or whatnot. So the Gemara already indicates that perhaps there are situations in which this Isser does not apply. First of all, the Gemara says the Isser doesn't just pertain to clothing. Any way that a person attends to his body, for example, for a man to remove body hair, which is normally removed by women, but not by men, that would be a violation as well. But the Gemara says, the Gemara indicates that if one does so, b'makom tsar, in order to alleviate pain, if a person has a certain medical condition, so then that would not be a violation. So this already opens up the discussion, does it make a difference why a person would be doing so? So the opinion that was the most outspoken with regard to allowing these activities with regard to Purim was Mari Mintz, one of the very late Rishonim, was a very strong tshuva, defending the practice of dressing like the opposite sex on Purim. And he says, all the Gedolim I saw, they allowed their sons and their daughters to do so. And he has calls people who cast aspersion on this heter, he calls them nasty names. So the Mari Mintz writes that you see from this sugya that the prohibition of Lo Yilbash Gever applies only in situations when a person is dressing up like the opposite sex in order to be able to mingle with the opposite sex, to be able to commit promiscuous acts. How do we have a right to limit an Isser D'oraisa in such a way? The pasuk itself ends off and says, Ki tovas Hashem kolose eile, that this is abominable. So the indication already from the pasuk is that the Isser is in order to prevent abominations, to'evos, from taking place. So he says the Isser only applies when a person does so with that intent. Or, even if we're going to be more expansive, he writes, it only applies when a person is dressing up like the opposite sex for purposes of noi, because he thinks that makes him look better. He likes the look. He wants to beautify himself by dressing like the opposite gender. But a person does so for a different reason, like for Simchas Purim, or for shtick at a wedding, or for any other reason, Mari Mintz says it would not be a problem. The Rama in the Darkei Moshe, here in the very end of Or HaChaim, Tofresh Sarivov, writes that the practice was in the communities that people did so, that people cross-dressed on Purim. The Rama quotes the Mari Mintz. He quotes also a little bit of a different twist on the Heter. And the Rama writes that this is the basis for the Minog, V'tov lahachmir v'liyos gila bir'ada, a reference to what we've seen recently in Brachos. So the Rama himself writes that the Minog is based on, however, Tov La'achmir. Interestingly enough, in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama simply says, with regard to the practice that people cross-dress on Purim, he says, Ein Isser B'Dover, there's no Isser because they're Mechavnim L'Shem Simcha Be'alma. However, some say it's Aser, but the Minog is like the first opinion, that it's Mutter. So he doesn't say Tov La'achmir. He just quotes both opinions and says the Minog is to be Mekel. Even though you get the impression from the Darkei Moshe that the Rama himself was not really so excited about this heter. There are various achronim who expressed very much they were not excited about this heter. So the Bach famously, even though the Bach is willing to allow, under some circumstances, dressing, wearing articles of clothing from the opposite gender, he says, the Isser applies only if a person is trying to pass himself off as a woman, let's say, and the articles that he's wearing are articles of clothing that are normally worn for noi. So therefore, he would allow, let's say, a woman to wear a man's jacket if she's cold, a man to wear a woman's raincoat in order to stay dry, but to actually make yourself look like a woman, that people would think you're a woman, even if it's for a separate reason, like Simchas Purim, or for a play, the Bach Asers. The Taz quotes his Bach La'alacha, the Shach in Yoridea, where the main sugi of Simchas Isha comes up, Yoridea Kuf Pei Beis, the Shach as well. Shach is not, doesn't totally accept the Bach's opinion, but he says if a person is wearing all of his clothing like a woman, so then that would be usher as well. The Mishnah Berurah here in Or HaChaim quotes these opinions, the Bach, the Taz, that he says maybe if you're still recognizable as a man, you just have, you know, one garment that's like a woman. Efshar de'ein limchos. Maybe we don't have to be mocha. So it's very clear that Mishnah Berurah is not happy about it. The Aruch HaShulchan comes out against as well. The vast majority of the Achronim are not happy about it. So to say that it's absolutely aser, the Ramah does quote the Heter and says Aminag l'hakel. Even at Ayom Hazeh, we see that sometimes people do this. However, many Achronim come down against. It would seem that there are many other things to dress up as that would probably be a better idea. Interestingly enough, I'll just close by mentioning the following, that with regard to the Sephardi poskim, so they don't. It doesn't seem that they ever quote this Minhag L'Hakel. This is quoted by the Ramah. It was a practice in Ashkenazi communities. But there's a little bit of a twist. Interesting difference of opinion. Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul writes, it's aser to cross-dress, even for Purim. However, whatever is good enough for the Ashkenazim is good enough for Sephardi Ketanim. So it's okay for the kids. So that's what he writes. Ravad Yosef says, absolutely not. Not even for the kids. For parents, for adults to to allow for the kids to do so would be Sfiyah, an Isser Sfiyah. Or if it's young kids, then there's also an additional Isser of Chinuch. He says, not even for the kids as well. Have a wonderful day. Please stack a few chairs. Have a great Shabbos.